and Elmer Davis and the News, brought to you by the makers of Post Toasties, who are sponsoring this broadcast simply to make this brief announcement. Now, in the interest of better nutrition and at no extra cost to you, Post Toasties have been enriched with vitamin B1, the precious vitamin essential to abundant energy, sound nerves, and good appetite. Post Toasties are the only cornflakes containing vitamin B1.
The Democratic Convention, which opened today, is still a matter of strong probabilities, but no positive and absolute certainties. It's the practically universal expectation that the delegates will offer the president another nomination and that he will accept. But nobody knows, except possibly two or three men who aren't telling. Secretary Hull is still understood to be the preference of the administration forces for the vice presidency, but since there is apparently no prospect of persuading him to take it, Senator Burns of South Carolina seems most likely to be selected. Unless the delegates should revolt, as they did at the Chicago Republican Convention of 1920 after a dictated presidential nomination, and pick their own man for second place. Supporters of Security Administrator Paul McNutt are making a brisk campaign for him in case the vice presidential field is thus thrown open. Mr. Hall lunched at the White House today, but it was said that this was only for discussion of the Havana Conference, at which he will head the American delegation. Incidentally, following the German notes to various Latin American countries trying to discourage united action at Havana, it was reported today that some of the ablest of German diplomats from the Latin American capitals would be there as observers. The convention formally opened at noon today with welcoming speeches from Mayor Kelly and Senator Lucas, and then adjourned till tonight when the delegates will hear from Chairman Farley in the keynote speech by Speaker Bankhead. The Resolutions Committee, meanwhile, has been hearing from many speakers on many topics, including William Green, President of the Federation of Labor, who said that he believed Mr. Roosevelt could ultimately solve the unemployment problem if he is permitted to deal with it. However, Mr. Green said later that this should not be construed as an expression on the third term. And Dr. Townsend threatened that if the old people of his movement could not get satisfaction on their pension demands from the major parties, they would start their own party supported by the votes of their children. Overseas, the unexplained delay of the attack on England, which the Germans have been threatening for the past 3 weeks, was pointed up by an editorial by the Italian Virginio Guida, who said that in a few days the preparations will have been completed, and then England will have to choose between submitting to Europe's new forces and undergoing the most violent war, end quote. This alternative seems to support the persistent rumors that a new peace offensive is going on, to which Winston Churchill may have been alluding yesterday when he said that the British would neither make peace nor parley. Another phrase in Churchill's speech, that London would be defended if necessary street by street, inspired German spokesmen to comments which seemed to indicate that London, which has not yet been bombed, would not be treated by the Germans as an open city exempt from air attack. The German spokesman later denied this implication, though it is hard to see why either London or Berlin should be immune from bombing, except from fear of retaliation. At any rate, the British seem much encouraged by their success in beating off the great air attack yesterday, and today's raids were on a much smaller scale, though several people were killed in southern England. The Germans claim that yesterday they did a good deal of damage, that three ships of moderate size were sunk in the Channel, and military objectives hit at Ramsgate, Chatham, and other points in Kent. The British Air Force again attacked in northwestern Germany and German bases in the Netherlands last night. Another success for the Italians in Africa. The British today admitted withdrawal of their forces from Moyale, a post of some importance on the border of Kenya. The Italians claimed capture of the town 2 days ago. Wang Qingwei's government in China has ordered the expulsion of six Americans from the international settlement in Shanghai, mostly editors or publishers of newspapers, English language or Chinese language, which have supported Chiang Kai-shek. Meanwhile, Chinese guerrillas emphasized the limitations of Japanese control of Shanghai by attacking the city tonight, and fighting is still going on in the suburb. And that's the news to this moment.